Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Cochrane methodology reviews investigate the ways in which research can be conducted. One of these reviews looks at recruitment to randomised trials to try to identify effective strategies. Sean Trewick from the University of Dundee in Scotland takes us through the findings.
It's likely that everyone who listens to this podcast would agree that the best way to discover whether a treatment or other healthcare initiative does more good than harm is to do a high-quality, randomised controlled trial. And we probably all agree as well that we need more trials. But actually doing them is a real challenge, for all sorts of reasons. One thing guaranteed to keep trialists awake at night is recruitment. Will I, can I, reach my sample size? What we wanted to do with our Cochrane methodology review was to see whether there was anything that really did help trialists recruit participants into their trials. In short, what works? Well, we included 27 studies involving more than 26,000 participants, and to cut to the chase, we did indeed find some strategies that can increase recruitment. The most effective intervention was for researchers to telephone non-respondents to remind them about the trial. That increased recruitment by about 2.5 times. Two other interventions also stood out. One was for the research team to use opt-out rather than opt-in procedures for contacting potential trial participants. The other was to use an open design where participants know which treatment they are receiving rather than having some of them receive a placebo or a dummy intervention to mask this. However, these strategies do have disadvantages. This might limit their widespread use. Opt-out procedures are controversial. Think of the ongoing debate about organ donation. And open designs are, by definition, unblinded. And our most effective intervention, telephone reminders, raises ethical issues about whether it is right for researchers rather than their healthcare practitioners to call potential participants. Now, many other recruitment strategies have been tested in trials, and even more have not yet been tested, and the effect of these strategies is unclear, and lots of uncertainty remains around how best to deliver information to potential participants and how to seek and obtain their consent. Many of our studies looked at recruitment to mock trials, and it is difficult to know how these findings apply to real trials. And although we found quite a lot of interventions, very few were similar enough to allow us to pool their results. So if I had to summarise our conclusions in a single sentence, it would be: there are some interventions that increase recruitment, but use them with care, and researchers, please embed an evaluation of your recruitment strategy into your trial.
The full Cochrane methodology review, including a description of all 27 included studies and the recruitment strategies they tested, is available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.